my God, why have you forsaken me? St. Mark records these words of Jesus spoken from the cross. They are taken from Psalm 22, parts of which we sang as the responsorial psalm this morning. My God, why have you forsaken me? Perhaps these words of Jesus from the cross caught you off guard today. Perhaps you noticed them. How could Jesus have felt abandoned by God? Isn't he actually God? He communed with the Father many times during his life. He prayed to the Father. He trusts himself to the Father. But now on the cross, is he doubting the fatherhood of God? The answer to those questions, and I think what God's holy word is giving to us on this Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion, is found, I think, in who Jesus is and what he's come to do. And therein the message for us on this Palm Sunday. Jesus is indeed the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He himself is God. God become man. The word of God taken on flesh. The God come to become one of his creatures. Jesus comes to save us. He comes to save you and I. He comes on a rescue mission. He comes to reverse the disobedience of Adam and Eve. Remember back in the Garden of Eden. The serpent comes and he entices Adam and Eve to disobey God. How does he do it? He tempts them to think that God does not have their best intentions in mind. He tempts them to pride, to think that they are better than God. And so through that original sin, we are exiled from paradise. Human nature, the descendants of Adam and Eve, are subject to decay and to death and to feeling distant from God, who is our Father. And Jesus comes to reverse all of that. He comes to be obedient, to be humble to God. That's what we heard about in the second reading today from the letter to the Philippians. Jesus did not, St. Paul says, treat his divinity as something to be grasped. And St. Paul uses that language on purpose because that's exactly what Adam and Eve did. They grasped the fruit of the tree in the garden. Rather, Jesus surrenders his divinity. He becomes obedient, obedient to the point of death. So he goes down into that distance that we feel from God. He goes down into our sin to restore us to friendship with God. And as he hangs on that instrument of Roman torture, Jesus subjects himself to our most ancient foe, death, in order to bring us back. Bring us back to friendship with God. So when he cries out these words of Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's speaking them on our behalf. He's expressing that he's gone that far for us. He's gone down to the point of even feeling forsaken by God because of our sins. He takes all of that onto himself. The sin of every human being, he piles onto himself. That separation that we feel from God when God feels distant from us. The decay and the death that we experience because we're human beings. He takes all that and in our name, he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And he does all of that. He comes on this rescue mission because God does not want to leave us in that place. He doesn't want us to be subject to that sin of Adam and Eve forever. Jesus descends into our humanity to bring us up, to raise us up out of the darkest parts of our separation from God, to say that we are indeed God's sons and daughters. There's a very curious detail in St. Mark's account of the Passion. Maybe you noticed it. It happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. And St. Mark tells us that after Jesus is arrested, a young man runs away naked. We might think to ourselves, that's a kind of a curious thing to record. Why that detail? Remember what happened in the Garden of Eden. If we connect it all back to Adam and Eve. In Adam and Eve, when they commit that sin, when they do what God tells them not to do, what do they realize? They realize that they're naked. They become ashamed of who they are before God, symbolized by recognizing the fact that they are naked. And so this young man runs away naked, symbolizing that sin of Adam and Eve, that distance that we feel from God, the turning away from Jesus in that particular moment of that young man symbolizes humanity's turning away from God. And so, my friends, no matter where you are now, no matter where you are in your life, perhaps you feel distant from God at this particular moment. Perhaps you feel like you've been running away from him like that young man. No matter where you are right now, God has already been there. Jesus has already been there to rescue you from that, to rescue you from that place. That place of feeling distant from God. Because that is not what God wants for us. He wants us to live as his sons and daughters. To have that great dignity. To know that Jesus died for me. So that I could be saved. And that makes all the difference. Jesus cries out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? That Psalm 22. And if you've never read Psalm 22, I'd encourage you to open up your Bibles and read it. Because at the beginning, it expresses that distance from God that we feel, that abandonment. But the whole second half of the psalm is a confident reassurance in God's power to save. So Jesus, as he says those words on the cross, is really invoking the entire 22nd psalm to remind us that even when we feel forsaken by God, that we're not. That he himself has come to save us and that God is close to us always. Jesus goes down into the darkness of sin. He goes down into the darkness of our separation from God to bring God's light into that darkness. And where God's light is, darkness must always flee, and the darkness cannot overcome God's light.